The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, good day. And here we are. Here you are, in your place. And the idea is to kind of be definitively, clearly in the here that you are. Meditation is to rest here, established here, now. And in that, this week has been the week of touching into the role of imagination in meditation. One of the similes the Buddha uses for the state of clarity that gives rise to awakening, or that kind of represents maybe awakening, is that of a clear, very clear lake. Here in the mountains in California, there are some very clear alpine lakes where you can look down into the water quite far and see clearly what's on the bottom. And so a very clear lake, and a person who stands on the edge of that lake, the Buddha says, can look into that lake and see the fish swimming around, can see the pebbles, the little shellfish that might be there. And each thing stands out distinctly, but each thing is kind of swimming or existing in this context, this domain, this space of clear water. And the water is often a symbol for awakening, or the, not awakening, but the mind, for awareness. And so the awareness that becomes clear. And so clear, like this clear mountain lake in which all things can be seen. But the idea of standing on the edge of the lake looking in at the fish and the little rocks, the person who's looking is not interfering with anything, is not being for and against anything particularly, just kind of just letting each thing be independent and free. And I love this idea because there's such a strong emphasis or strong tendency for people to look at Buddhist practice, their own experience in meditation, through the lens of me, myself, and mine. You know, my experience, what I have to do, and all this. And so then, you know, the idea is, and then liberation means I will become liberated. Look at me, I'm liberated, I'm free. Another way of understanding it, which is just as valid, is that as we become free, we are liberating everything else from us. And that way, liberation, awakening, is a gift we give to everything, where everything has become free of our attachment, our clinging, our expectations, our judgments, all the stuff that we put on top of it. And so this standing on the lake, edge of the lake, and looking in the clear water, the fish, the rocks, the shellfish, whatever's there, is allowed to be there. It's free of our entanglement, our trying to grab it or do something with it. So that kind of clarity of mind that allows each thing, gives each thing its freedom, its independence, every experience in meditation has its permission to be there, provided it's seen in clarity. And so that's the kind of the key thing, recognized clearly. So it's possible to be very foggy in one's mind, confused, but that can be known clearly. I'm foggy. This is fogginess. Fogginess is known. This is chaos, confusion. Chaos is known. Confusion is recognized. Oh, So that's kind of the vision, the imaginational vision that the Buddha is giving of where we're going with mindfulness practice. And it's not so much an experience of bliss and joy and happiness, which is a subject right now in the series of Anapanasati, but rather it's clarity. So with that as a background image for this meditation, to assume a meditation posture and to gently close your eyes. And taking a deep breath in and a long exhale. And exhale that you relax your body as if you're draining out all the mud in the lake, as if there's a little outlet to the edge of the lake where the mud can just drain away. So as you relax your shoulders, let the tension drain away. As you soften your belly on the exhale, tensions of your belly drain away. Whatever tension you can easily let go of or relax, let it drain away so you have room within for clarity, for seeing, as if you're making your body a receptacle for clear, kind of an empty receptacle, empty of tension. So it can be the abode of clarity. Letting your breathing return to normal. And taking a few moments as you exhale to drain away the tensions or pressures in your mind, the area of your brain. Any tension in the forehead or in the temples. Even any little bit of contraction that has a location for awareness. It's okay to have a location, but the contraction associated with it is not necessary. As you exhale, let it drain away. To settle in here more fully in the body. Entering into your body. Regardless of how much comfort or discomfort you have in your body, from the inside out, imagine that your body is the Buddha's body. Certainly you're having a lot of experiences that he had when he meditated. Certainly not all of them, but the basic physical experience of the body from the inside out. Your Buddha body. To settle in, be present here. And within this body, to become aware of your breathing. Regardless how you're breathing, the Buddha certainly breathed like you at some point or other. Some of the same sensations you're experiencing, the Buddha felt from within. Here you are, your Buddha body, breathing in and breathing out. Searching around in your mind or in your awareness to find where and how can your awareness, your mindfulness of breathing, have some degree of clarity. The clarity of standing on the edge of a lake, looking in. Without interfering with anything, allowing things to be as they are. Each thing in its simplicity. Nothing to do, nothing to change, except have clear seeing. Of the body breathing, and whatever else arises that's compelling, clear seeing, clear knowing, this is happening, this is what is recognized. With each in-breath and each out-breath, the mud in the lake settle, and gradually there's more clarity. About what's happening in the moment, here and now, breathing. Breathing in a vast expanse of awareness. When we can let go of our preoccupations, it's kind of like emptying the lake of debris and mud. And it makes us a vesicle for clarity, kind of like it helps us become gloriously empty, spacious, open. And then where there's space and openness for there to be well-being, there's then room for gladness, joy, delight, happiness. When the mind is crowded and claustrophobic with anxiety and thoughts and concerns, there's no room for well-being and joy. Letting your tensions and preoccupations drain away and give room for whatever well-being is here for you now. And with whatever embodiment that's available for you, feel the embodiment of well-being in whatever way it is for you, however small. The embodiment of contentment, stillness, calm. And breathe with the well-being, as if the well-being shows the mind that it's okay to relax and dwell in clarity, clearly recognizing here. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to open and extend your well-being in your consideration, contemplation of the world around you, the people you know about, and the many people you don't. And to sit here for a little few seconds as if you can share your well-being with them. Whatever, however small it might be, as if you're a little bit like a heater that's spreading its heat outwards to the world around it. So if you can sit content in your well-being and open it to the world, imagine that you're warming up the world with well-being. And consider how wonderful it would be if in fact your well-being, in one way or other, known or unknown, could reach and touch all the beings of this world. May it be that the practice of meditation this day is a condition for bringing welfare and happiness to beings everywhere. May the goodness and merit of this practice be dedicated to the happiness, well-being, joy, peace, and freedom of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.